Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We are going to continue talking about The Giver. That's our featured novel this month in our unit on literature. Reading books is a good way to increase your English comprehension. And we've chosen a young reader's novel, The Giver, by Lois Lowry. And she's written all sorts of novels for young people.
She sure has. She's been writing for quite a while. She's now a grandma, so she's not a young person. She's written over 20 books for just young adults, kids that are in junior high school, maybe first year of college, but young adult genre usually refers to junior high and high school kids. They're becoming adults. So you start out as a kid, and eventually you go through your teens, and you need to learn some important lessons. Well, she's one of the authors that can help you understand life and help you negotiate all those big decisions you have to make.
Right. And the novel we're talking about is called The Giver. It's about a future society in which everything is controlled. Everybody has to be the same. They all live in the community. And we have Jonas, who is going to be responsible for all the memories of this community. But, hey, he's got some bad news. This young child he's become attached to is actually going to be released or killed, and that's when he decides to try to escape that society and start a better life elsewhere. Well, let's read our lesson today in its entirety. Listen carefully. There are several important themes in The Giver, one of which is the danger of eliminating diversity and individual freedom to promote stability. The novel demonstrates that when individual freedoms are restricted, a society quickly becomes stagnant. As Jonas receives the memories from the past, he quickly understands how meaningless people's lives have become in his community. Although there are certainly some disadvantages and dangers to personal choice, the book suggests that the risks are certainly worth it in the end. The novel often highlights the importance of emotions in our lives. For instance, at several points in the novel, Jonas is torn between doing what he thinks is right intellectually and following his gut instinct. When Jonas allows his emotions to influence his decisions, he usually ends up making better choices. In contrast, the other citizens who rely solely on logic feel no guilt when giving lethal injections to children, as they reason that it is a necessary function of their job. Another key theme of the novel is how people cope with isolation. When Jonas is chosen to be the receiver of memory, he experiences great loneliness, as no one else can understand how he feels because they don't have access to the collective memories or deep emotions. Anyone trying to break new ground in the world is certain to experience a similar sense of loneliness. In the end, Jonas is able to draw strength from his solitude, accept it, and even learn to enjoy it.
Let's talk about some of these themes in The Giver. A theme is an important topic that is covered in the book. One of the themes we're going to be talking about is the danger of eliminating diversity and individual freedom in order to promote stability. Everybody wants life to be stable. They don't like a lot of change and chaos. But if you eliminate diversity, you're going to have other problems. And diversity is the state of having people who are different, different races, different cultures. Things are just a little different. I know, for example, that New York City has a lot of diversity. We have people from all over the world who live together in relative peacefulness, happiness. Yeah, they don't always get along, but for the most part, we accept each other and our differences. That's an important part of living in a big nation where people are not all the same.
Right, so New York is one example of a lot of diversity. I would say Taipei does not have a lot of diversity. Yeah, sure, there are different kinds of people here, but they're mostly people from Taiwan, so there isn't much diversity here. And sometimes you will hear this word pronounced diversity, especially from Canadians or British people. They'll say diversity, but Americans, we say diversity. And there's a danger of eliminating or getting rid of diversity. And also there's a danger in getting rid of or eliminating individual freedom in order to promote stability. Individual just means one person or one thing as opposed to a group of people or things. Individual freedoms. Should people have these freedoms to go out and say what they want to or write whatever they want to or go wherever they want to go? That's an example of individual freedom.
If you promote something, it means you help something develop. You help something happen. You try to increase it. A lot of times companies will promote their products. They'll use advertising, commercials on TV and radio to let the public know that they have this particular product and they want you to buy it. But if you promote stability, you're trying to get people excited about having a quality of life where things aren't easily changed. They're very stable. Things don't happen differently very much. You can count on things to remain the same. Stability in your life would include having a job for quite a few years at the same company, having the same group of friends, not changing from home to home, staying in the same apartment for year after year. That's a stable life, and a lot of people like that.
They like stability in their lives. There isn't much political stability in the Middle East these days because they seem to be having problems in Egypt and Syria and places like that.
Yeah.
But here we're talking about, yeah, if you have too much freedom, maybe you're going to promote stability. That is, if you want to get rid of individual freedoms, if you get rid of diversity and have everybody the same, things will be stable. Yes, that's one of the issues or themes in this book. And the novel demonstrates that when individual freedoms are restricted, a society quickly becomes stagnant. To demonstrate means to show something, especially if you're giving examples, if you're showing proof, to demonstrate something. It shows us that, hey, if we don't have these individual freedoms, then the society isn't going to do very much. It's not going to move forward. It's going to be stagnant.
Oftentimes we'll talk about an economy being stagnant. A stagnant economy means it's not growing. Or in Taiwan, we've had stagnant wages for a long time. Our wages haven't increased in a long, long time. We want that to change. Now, here Jonas receives memories from the past. Now, one of the things the novel wants to show us is that when individual freedoms are restricted, if it's restricted, it means they're limited. There are rules about what you can do, what's allowed. We don't want our individual freedoms to be restricted in today's society, at least. Maybe you've been on a restricted diet. You can only eat certain foods. Or maybe you've been to the beach by the ocean and it has restricted access. Only certain people can go out there. Well, they're trying to show in the novel that when individual freedoms are limited or restricted, a society quickly becomes stagnant. It's not progressing. It doesn't change. It's not active.
Right. So you have to find the balance there. If you give too much freedom to people, my goodness, they do all sorts of nasty things. They drive their cars really fast. They kill people. They start wars and stuff. So you do need some restrictions, but how many? Too many means the society is not going to promote new ideas in capitalism and stuff like that. So things will be stagnant. Now, Jonas receives the memories from the past from the giver. So as he receives those memories from the past, he quickly understands how meaningless people's lives have become in his community. They're just existing. They're not really moving forward. They don't really have anything to look forward to. They're just existing like dogs and cats, day to day, looking for something to eat, only to live the next day.
Oh, it sounds boring to me. Now, there are certainly some disadvantages and dangers to personal choice. You know, not everybody makes good choices. Some people want to hurt others. We don't want that. A disadvantage is something that causes difficulty, something that makes something worse or makes someone worse or less likely to succeed. It can also be a bad or undesirable quality or feature There are disadvantages and advantages to my new phone. So some things you buy have both advantages and disadvantages. Of course, advantages is the opposite, which is positive. Those are good things that you want.
Right. Disadvantages to personal choice, as I said, people might break the law more than they should. That's a disadvantage. But the book suggests that the risks are certainly worth it in the end. A risk is something that means you're going to be exposed to danger. In order to accomplish something, sometimes we do need to take risks. It can be risky, for example, that's the adjective there, to invest money in the stock market. You never really know if you're going to make money there, so there is a risk involved. And here it suggests, though, that it is worth it. You probably will be rewarded if you take those risks by having those personal choices. You will be rewarded most of the time.
Well, personally, I think the only way for us to really grow and become better people is to make choices. If everything is decided for you, you really never get wiser or smarter. And sometimes our choices end up having consequences. We have to suffer those consequences. But here the book suggests that even though that's true, the risks are worth it in the end. We're going to take a little break here, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll continue talking about some of the themes in this novel.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 昨天我们谈到这本书里面有几个重要的议题。我们来看一下在这里的第一个句子写着 There are several important themes in The Giver, one of which is the danger of eliminating diversity.And individual freedom to promote stability. 事实上呢，其中一个主题 one of which 指的就是前面的 important themes in the giver. 其中一个重要的主题就是提到了为了求安定而消弭差异性跟个体自由的危险。Diversity 在这里解释成为差异跟不同点的意思。像有些人会有所谓的 diversity of opinions, 指的就是看法上的差异。这个字很重要，还可以解释成为多样性。所以我们曾经大考里面考过的中翻英生物多样性就叫做 biological diversity。消除的是 diversity,彼此之间的差异性，还有就是 individual freedom, 个体的自由，为了想要促进的就是社会的安定 stability. The novel demonstrates that when individual freedoms are restricted, a society quickly becomes stagnant.事实上这本小说就是告诉我们当个体的自由受到限制的时候而这个社会是很快的会停滞而不动的。Restricted 解释成为被限定的意思。Restrict 原来可以当作动词有约束跟限制的意思。它可以搭配介系词 to 或者是 with。举个例子来说这个俱乐部的成员仅限于男性，你就可以说 Membership of the club is restricted to men only. 所以当你自由被限定，整个社会就成为停滞不流动的。在这里使用的形容词是 stagnant。继续看到在第一段的最后一句。Although there are certainly some disadvantages and dangers to personal choice, the book suggests that the risks are certainly worth it in the end. 当然咯，如果有一些自由，当然会有一些缺点 disadvantages, 还有一些危险 dangers, 但是这本书却暗示的这些风险 risks 到最后都是值得的。在英文里面我们讲 worth it 指的就是很值得的意思。worth 这个字可以用来当作是形容词代表着是有怎么样的价值。This necklace is worth $1,000, 指的是那条项链价值$1,000。而如果你在 worth 后面加上名词或动名词表示某事某物是值得做的。举个例子来说，那本小说 不值得一读，你就可以说 That novel is not worth reading.
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
All right, here's what you've all been looking forward to, the continuation of our program. We're talking about some of the themes or ideas discussed in the novel The Giver. One of them kind of talks about, you know, what's it like to have a lot of individual freedom? Is that good or is that bad? Obviously, in the society in this book, it's a bad thing, especially to Jonas, who sees that people are just living meaningless lives because they're just doing. They don't really have any ideas, their individual freedoms are restricted, and he thinks that taking some risks to do new things is worth it in the end. And the novel often highlights the importance of emotions in our lives. Emotions are feelings that we have, love, hate, being nervous, for example. Those are all examples of emotions. And if you highlight something, you emphasize that thing. You kind of let it stick out, so it kind of lets us know for sure that this is what the book is talking about, that emotions are important. Even though we feel pain, it is important from time to time to actually cry our eyes out.
You know those pens that we use to add some yellow color or green or pink color to our textbook so we pay attention to that particular sentence? Those pens are called highlighters, so that's where it comes from. You want something to just jump out at you so that you can actually see it more easily. Well, the book tries to highlight how important emotions are. For instance, at several points in the novel, Jonas is torn, which means he's having a hard time deciding. He's torn between doing what he thinks is right intellectually and following his gut instinct. If you talk about your intellect or doing things intellectually, it means you rely on your brain. So it's related to your intelligence, but not your emotions. So you make choices that are logical, but might not be very well connected to how you feel about it. Now, your gut is kind of like the area around your stomach. And we use that phrase, gut instinct, to talk about a feeling that we get sometimes. It's a feeling inside about something you think you should do or maybe you shouldn't do. It's just a feeling. Nobody came along and said, well, this is the logical thing to do. It's a feeling. And sometimes you really need to listen to your gut instincts. I found if I listen to that gut instinct that I'm usually making the right decision.
That sometimes called your intuition. You don't really know where it's coming from. We sometimes think it comes from our gut or from the middle part of our body there. Yes, he wants to follow his gut instinct. He doesn't know why it's right, but he just thinks it's right. And when Jonas allows his emotions to influence his decisions, he usually ends up making better choices.
Well, he allows his emotions to influence his decisions. So it's a combination. He's thinking things through intellectually. He's using his brain, but he's also paying attention to how he feels about these things. And so it's a combination he uses to make his decisions, and that's when he usually ends up making better choices. Now, in contrast, the other citizens, the people in the community that he left behind, they rely solely on logic. In contrast is a phrase we often use in our writing or in our speaking. We want to compare two different things. We want to show the difference between them, how they're not the same. So if you only use your brain, rely on logic, you might not actually make good choices. Now, Jonas is doing both. He's relying on his brain and his feelings, his emotions. So in contrast, we're saying what he does is very different from those people he left behind in the community.
Yes, they're not allowing themselves to be controlled by their emotions, or they're not letting their emotions affect them in any way. So they're only relying on logic, on their intellectual feelings about something. So as a result, They don't feel guilty or they feel no guilt when they give lethal injections to children. Oh, that's terrible. So I guess for most people, they would feel very guilty if they somehow were responsible for the death of a child. I know I would. I don't know if I could go on living if I knew that I caused the death of a child. But these people here feel no guilt. Guilt is remorse or regret doing something, to feel guilt. Oh, I feel so guilty that I did that. I don't know how I could live with myself. And here, yes, they only rely on logic. They're like robots. They don't even think twice when they give those lethal injections to children.
Solely here means only. It would be a bad thing if you ended up not feeling guilty or feeling no guilt when giving lethal injections to children. Lethal just means deadly. It causes death. An injection is something we all try to avoid. That's the more formal term for a shot. That needle that the dentist or doctor uses to give us a shot, that's also an injection. So they're killing kids by shooting them full of something that stops their hearts, perhaps. So these folks that have to give lethal injections to children, they don't feel guilty because they think, well, it's necessary. I'm just doing my job. They don't have any conscience at all. They don't feel guilty.
Or they've been taught not to feel that way. So that's another theme of the novel. And another key theme of the novel is how people cope with isolation. Here, to cope means to deal with something. It's often used with the preposition with, to cope with something. I don't know how to cope with this situation. It's very difficult. My girlfriend is seeing somebody else, and my goodness, it's very difficult for me to cope. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm all depressed. And in this case, yeah, how do we deal with or cope with isolation, which means when we're all by ourselves, totally separate from other people, both physically and emotionally? We could feel isolation in a group of 1,000 people if we know that they don't feel the way we do.
Now, remember, Jonas was chosen to be the receiver of memory. Only he could have memories of the past. So this makes him experience great loneliness. Loneliness is great sadness because you're away from other people. You're apart from them. You're all by yourself. Well, he felt lonely because no one else understood how he felt because they didn't have access to the collective or group memories. They also couldn't feel those deep emotions that Jonas was allowed to feel. Remember, the rest of the people, they don't feel anything. They use their brains or their intellect, their intelligence, and that's it.
He can't talk about these things. He's probably not allowed to. And even if he were allowed to talk about these things, nobody could relate to it. They'd all think he was crazy. So he has to deal with loneliness and isolation. That's pretty terrible. And anyone trying to break new ground in the world is certain to experience a similar sense of loneliness. Here we have this term, to break new ground. That means you have some new ideas that no one has thought about before. And usually if you have those ideas, people are not going to be very receptive to those ideas. They're going to think you're crazy. They're going to try to isolate you.
Well, in the end, Jonas is able to draw strength from his solitude. He accepts it and even learns to enjoy it. If you draw strength, it means you have the determination to go on. Strength is a quality that allows someone to deal with problems in a way where they don't give up. They're very effective in the way they move ahead. Solitude is the state of being alone. So solitude and isolation are very, very similar. He accepts his state. He learns to enjoy it even. So good for him. He has a great attitude.
But it may not continue because later on, remember, he was having a sleigh ride or a sled ride with his friend, and they were going down a hill toward a house that had Christmas lights and stuff like that. So maybe he's not going to be so lonely, so isolated anymore. Maybe the book does have a happy ending.
Yay.
But it's kind of up to the reader to decide that. And hey, you'll have to read it yourself to find out. That's it for us, however, and we're going to end our program now by listening once again to our Chinese teacher.
书里面所探讨的另外一个重要的议题就是 the importance of emotions in our lives, 情感在我们生命当中的重要性。我们来看一下第二段中间的句子提到 When Jonas allows his emotions to influence his decisions, he usually ends up making better choices. 当然这个社会是不可以依照一些情感来左右的。但是书里面却很讽刺地提到 Jonas 如果让他的情感来影响他所做的决定的时候，事实上他的结果都是能够做出比较好的选择。Ends up making better choices. End up 在这里呢常常解释成为结果成为怎么样，或者是以怎么样的方式来终结的意思。我们常常看到 end up 后面会加上一个介系词片语，像是 end up in debt, 以负债的结果收场， end up in a bad mood, 最后落得心情大坏。而在课文里面的，如果你用 end up doing something, 指的就是采取某个行动的意思。下一句提到 In contrast, the other citizens who rely solely on logic feel no guilt when giving lethal injections to children, as they reason that it is a necessary function of their job. 相对于或者与什么形成对比，英文就可以使用这个语气转成词 in contrast。所以跟 Jonas 不同，其他的市民完全依赖逻辑，这时候对于一些不当的行为，他们是没有任何的罪恶感的。第三段的第一句， Another key theme of the novel is how people cope with isolation。另外一个要谈的主题就是人们该如何的来面对孤独。我们看这一段的最后两句， Anyone trying to break new ground in the world is certain to experience a similar sense of loneliness. 其实任何一个想要在世界上开辟新天地的人一定都会经历类似的孤寂感。To break new ground 指的就是开天辟地的意思。In the end, Jonas is able to draw strength from his solitude, accept it, and even learn to enjoy it. 所以当我们在经历孤寂感，也许可以学习书里面的这12岁的男主角 Jonas 可以从孤独当中汲取力量，接受孤独，甚至最后享受孤独。
We're out of time, guys. Thanks for joining us. We hope you get a chance to pick up a copy of The Giver. Give it a shot. We think you'll really enjoy it.
I think you will, too. And that brings us to the end of our program. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.